We would like to invite you to a night of bagpipes and whiskey at Wind River Resort and Casino on Friday, December 2nd, Inside Overtime. The Jefferson Pipe Band of Shasta County will be performing. After 30 years of memorials, parades, and concerts, they are on their way to the World's Pipe Band Championships in Glasgow, Scotland in 2017. They are ready for the ultimate challenge. With the help of our community, friends, and family, this benefit will put them one step closer to achieving their once-in-a-lifetime vision of competing in Scotland. Join us Friday, December 2nd, for a night of bagpipes and whiskey from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Whiskey tastings and food pairing, along with a cigar demonstration by Tobacco and Brew. Tickets are $55 and can be purchased online or at Wind River Resort and Casino. All proceeds benefit the Jefferson Pipe Band. The Jefferson Pipe Band, a Reading pipe band serving the community since 1985. Must be 21 to attend. As always, we offer free valet. For information, visit jeffersonpipeband.org or windriver.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
It is hump day, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Good morning. It is about 7:07 in the morning. Phone lines here, 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and I'm out in the cold out here. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Carl. You're at Cornerstone Bank, and it is the RABA. Tell us what the day is about, what this morning is about. All the radio stations are there. You're smack in front of the band, smack in front of the bank, and today is about what?
This is RABA, a salute to the veterans. In honor of Veterans Day, the 7th Annual Reading Area Bus Authority, RABA, is salute to the veterans event is here for the past 7 years. The community has gathered to support the event, which provides thousands for free transit rides to veterans. So we're out here in Cornerstone Bank, Community Bank, and I'm here with Suzanne Birch, who is the marketing director of the Cornerstone Community Bank. Good morning.
No mic.
Okay, wait a
minute. Negative, sir.
We are live, so.
Okay, try it now.
Hey, there okay, we Carl, go. Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having us.
I just had to turn it on. I didn't realize
there was there is an on switch on there. Well, good morning, and let's find out. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Suzanne, tell us about how Cornerstone got into this.
You know, this is our third year here at Cornerstone Community Bank. We're on the corner of Cypress and Hempstead across from Lithia Chevrolet. City of Reading approached us, and we've just collaborated with the community to be host of this drive-through community fundraising event. I think it's the second or third busiest intersection here in the city of Reading. So to host it here at the bank just brings greater awareness. So we're glad to be here, support our veterans, and ensure that they are able to have free transportation, whether that's doctor's appointments to the veteran service office. We're just excited to be a part.
People can make online donations to the by going to www.rabaveterans.com. You make a cash donation. Just come on through here and hand me dollars. We've got other people out here that are standing here from the Breakfast Lions Club. You just hand them the money, but you can bring me coffee. The cash we can deliver today anytime. How long are you open today?
The drive-through, Carl, our push through social media and different media, is from 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. is the drive-through. But like you said, people can donate online at rabaveterans.com 24/7. That campaign we'd like to carry through the end of the year. Okay. And then as far as the bank, we are open from business from 9 to 5 a.m. Monday through Friday. So if you can't come through the drive-thru, stop by the bank with your check or cash donation here at Cornerstone Community Bank, the corner of Cypress and Hempstead, and we'll see that that donation goes to our RABA Salute to Veterans.
Okay, now you can make your checks out to Reading Area Bus Authority, you know, RABA, and you put Salute to the Veterans in there. And if you donate $100 or more, you can elect to be a sponsor and receive media and onboard recognition. And the sponsorship deadline was last week. So
that's,
I guess,
okay.
We can still Mitch, if you come in today and hand us $100, you're on the show.
We will definitely give you a shout out on social media. How about that? Just make sure we can get your picture. Stop on, and we appreciate donations large and small. We've even actually had people come through this morning already emptying their piggy banks.
They are. There's literally sacks of coins, you know, plastic bags. I shouldn't say sacks, but plastic bags full of coins.
You bet.
And this is great. So, we'll, you know, Suzanne Birch, who is the marketing director for Cornerstone Community Bank, which, you know, you're relatively new here.
We are. We're a young bank. It's an exciting year. We're celebrating our 10th anniversary this year. Carl,
oh my gosh.
We started our first branch in Red Bluff, the Reading branch here. It's been 5 years, and it's exciting time for our young, growing community bank.
Well, if I tell you what, there's a lot of excitement in the air with the election last night, and let's just hope that our new president brings us together and does push business. You know, this is time for business. That we've been in the doldrums, and maybe a shakeup is needed here so we can all move forward with this. So, Suzanne, thank you so much, and thanks to Cornerstone Bank for what you do.
And Carl, on behalf of the bank, we just want to say thank you to you for serving our country and all our veterans out there. Thank you very much.
It's an honor to serve this country. Thank you, Suzanne.
Have a great day.
Hey, hon, what's it look like for weather?
I'm going to tell you right now, before we go to the, well, I'll just maybe finish with the weather. Okay, how's that? 51 degrees, currently 51, and it's going to be about 74 today. Let me do a little bit of the forecast here. Partly cloudy tonight with lows of 52. Thursday calls for mostly sunny with our highs of 76. Veterans Day is going to be around 70 degrees. And, we're looking forward to also the Marine Corps Ball tomorrow night. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Each and every time we read the weather, Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. Now, you're on location. We went right to why you're there, and it's to raise money for veterans, the RABA. They can, get free rides and so much more. But let's talk about the universe, the world, the earth. We shifted, is in a shift right now. People, I went on to USA Today. Of course, I tell you about the three things I go on. Huffington Post. It's so, the first thing I go on, it's America is in mourning, and it's like doom, doom, doom. You know, I'm hoping that this truly does become a unifying moment in our world where, you know, I think for the small businesses, local owned businesses, the farmers, the people who, the coal miners, the people who feel like in Michigan that their jobs are gone, the plants are closed down. This is not the America they grew up with, where they worked hard and they could build prosperity, with there's so many regulations. And I think that, I really do hope that this is a defining moment where we can be unified. Because who would ever think somebody from the outside who's never held an office, well, that's not true, he could be president of his own company, but never did the go through to be like a
an
congressman.
Elected office. Yeah.
Yeah, an elected office, congressman, senator, any of those things. And then it becomes the president of the United States. It is historical. Are you with me, Carl?
I am. I'm just listening. I think you're doing a great job.
Well,
there,
no, right? From a veteran, somebody who served the military, you've seen what's been going on in the last 25 years.
I think America has spoken, and I think it's like a lot of the pundits said, is that they completely missed it. They completely missed how upset America was. And a lot of people, like, you know, they didn't have Trump signs out. They didn't wear Trump shirts. And they never even said anything. And when they were asked, it was almost like a guilty pleasure. They never, you know, oh, no, I don't know.
But hey, we're guilty because we didn't put our Trump sign out.
Well, yeah, but, you know,
and
we had
it inside our fence, but I thought, you know, I'm just not going to have somebody, you know, there was so much crazy.
Because people were afraid, oh, he's crazy, and then, you know, and all that. But it seems like America has said, and it's one said today, and it was so funny. He said, I don't have egg on my face. I have an omelet on my face.
Well, you know what?
You know, the crystal balls are broken and all that. So now we can just pray is that the office is such a huge office that he takes it and truly unites the country, tries to unite the country.
Can I offer something quick?
Possible.
Can I offer something quick?
Sure.
I think what we saw was not an endorsement of a guy who is quite rude, can be crude, and a lot of other things, as a repudiation of the absolute hubris shown by Hillary and the media. I think that the people said, no, we're not putting up with this.
I think people, and it really wasn't him. You know what? Because, frankly, he's not. I mean, when you think about it, is he somebody that you would imagine? But I think people were just tired of what was going on, and everybody got caught up in that. But anyway, hey.
Well, let me just wait before you finish.
You know, after what?
I want to talk about what my face was in last night.
Your what?
My face.
your face?
My face was in and on my new sleep, my sleep number comfort pillow.
Oh. It's in your sleep number pillow. You know what?
You've heard us talk about our sleep number bed. Well, we had the great pleasure of receiving a few new, and I've got to tell everybody out there that this pillow, you know, we bought the other pillow that you hear all kinds of advertising about, then got this pillow, and this is the pillow. I love my comfort pillow because it really shapes to my head. And I'm like, am I firm? Am I soft? That's what I love about my sleep number bed is because I can be 40, I can be 60. Well, the pillow's like that. And it's amazing. So, I don't know, Carl, how have you been feeling about your sleep comfort pillow?
It's the best pillow I've ever had. It's much better than the other one that's advertised nationwide because we have both. But Sleep Number's the best. Not only that, but the Sleep Number bed that goes along with it and the Sleep IQ technology is just, you know, it's number one in America, rated number one by Consumer Reports. Made in America. You have your dual air settings, so your settings on your bed are different. My sleep number setting is 60. Yours is your sleep number setting is 40. I mean, it just is the best night's sleep you have. And now they've got this new pillow that, you know what? If you don't buy the bed, go down there and look at the pillow because it's the very best.
You don't know until you sleep on it.
Gordon and oh, look, the box are here. Good morning. Are you all bringing money to the Rabba cause?
We have something in our
pocket. Okay. That doesn't mean you're going to shoot outside the window, does it? Okay.
We're going to have to take a break.
Thanks for stopping by.
We're going to take a break, and on the other side of these messages, Carl, let us know what's happening, of course.
I've got Melissa Estrada here, who is the head of the Rabba group here. She's been on our show before, and she's going to talk to us as soon as we get back from these messages.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon your head. I hear the sound of your jewelry on the wind that blows through.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure the oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems all have been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't need to drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes and more with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Coming to Reading Civic November 19th is Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox. Tickets starting at just $39. Get them now before they're sold out. Like their sold-out tour. Call 229-0022. Stop by the box office or check out ReadingCivic.com for tickets today.
And if you're there,
NPR calls it a vintage filter on today's Top 40.
Can't stop, won't stop moving. It's like I got this music.
If you've been on YouTube lately, then you're familiar with Everything Old is New Again brilliance of the viral phenomenon known as Postmodern Jukebox. That's November 19th at Reading Civic at 7 p.m. See you at the after party.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Are we really enjoying the utopia of peace and prosperity our godless leaders promised if we would just give up the notion of God? No, instead we are experiencing violence, hatred, murder, and much more, all of which the Bible calls lawlessness. Understand that godlessness breeds lawlessness. Jesus said to those who thought they were his followers, "Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." How can we protect our families from lawlessness? Only a life committed to Jesus Christ will enjoy God's utopia and peace. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at TrueLifeReading.com. We hope to see you soon. Remember, it's worth the ride.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
And Carl, can you hear us? Hello, Carl. Well, it's KCNR, 1460. We're going to try to get our connection back. And Linda, go ahead.
Well, good morning, everybody. And Carl is down live on remote. You know, we go down with our... our equipment, and we're right now, Carl's in front of the Rabba Bank, and excuse me, in front of Cornerstone Bank, and it's a Rabba. People are donating money for veterans that they can ride on the buses. So all the media is out there this morning, and I'm holding down the fort here with Bob Belongi. We're talking about victories that happened last night, certain measures that happened. Here's what went down. Doug LaMalfa. Voting percentage, 59%. Camilla Harris won as far as the Democrat, but there was no Republican as far as the U.S. Senate was concerned. Evidently, they go for the two highest votes, and that was two Democrats for the U.S. Senate. So Camilla Harris won. So Carl's back with us. Okay. Can you hear
right
us?
Right down there, ma'am. Hey, good morning. I'm sorry. I just what I did was reboot from this end. How can you hear me okay?
Yes, we're good.
Coming through now.
Okay, great. Hey, thank you. Hey, I've got with me Melissa Estrada.
Hi.
Yeah, hi. I'm Melissa. She is the Rabba lady.
I'm the Rabba lady.
That's Are you right. the Rabba lady?
You're the Rabba lady, and you've been here almost, what, 2 months?
Almost 2 months, and I love Reading. It's great to see just the community come together to support an amazing cause.
Yeah. So tell us about this. What, how's this work?
So this is the – we're super excited about it. This is probably the biggest event of our year. We have people from around the community that come and donate, and 100% of the proceeds are matched For every dollar that's donated, Rabba provides a 50-cent match. And all proceeds go to the Shasta County Veterans Service Office.
And we've got a lot of cards coming through. So if you want to come by, make sure you come by here at Cornerstone Bank. And we're right up here in front. As you go by, you can wave at us, and we wave back and just drop off money.
Yeah.
So then what happens to the money? Okay. I mean, so we collect all this money.
Right.
Then what happens?
So the money's transferred to $10 Rabba punch cards,
uh-huh.
and the Shasta County Veterans Service Office then distributes it to veterans.
That's right. We're going to have Tommy Keon, who's the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer, will be joining us here in a little while to talk about how this works. But this is the seventh year we've been doing this.
And it's great just to be able to provide veterans with that transportation freedom to get to where they need to go, whether it's to doctor's appointments, to shopping around town. It's great to have that.
Well, you know, here's the thing is that a lot of people think, oh, it may be that, like, the homeless veterans or veterans that, you know, don't have cars. Well, in many cases, it may be some of our senior veterans that just, you know, that it's easier to get around in the buses than it is to drive and all that.
And Rabba has both the fixed route services, which are the big blue buses, as well as the paratransit services, which are the smaller vans, which go to people's houses.
Okay, now the paratransit is for people that can't get around. Is that right?
Right.
Are they in wheelchairs or walkers?
Yeah, and it's for there's an eligibility process associated with it, but it does provide that enhanced level of service.
Well, that's great. Now, and we're going to have Tommy back on, but how many passes did you provide last year? Do you know?
I believe it was $8,000 worth, so that was...
Wow.
A couple hundred each month.
Oh, yeah. I think he was saying it was something like they gave out something like almost $800 a month or something like that. But we'll have him on a little bit.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm here with Melissa Estrada. And what's your position there?
I'm a transportation planner.
Transportation planner.
So oversee the Rabba system.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, okay. So how's Rabba doing?
We're doing great. We just... restructured some of our routes last year, and so this we're seeing how they're operating. We have new service to Cottonwood, as well as a new service that it's Crosstown Express. Has three stations. It connects the downtown transfer center to the Reading Civic Auditorium, as well as the Canby Transfer Center. So it's only three stations. Goes back and forth between the east and west sides of Reading. We also have services to Shasta Lake City and Anderson.
Okay, I know you go out to the airport and you go out to REU.
Yes.
On that regular passage out there.
Yeah, Airport Express.
Airport Express, that's right. I know there's a lot of cab companies that were upset about that, but I'm sure it worked out.
Yeah. We like to provide low-cost options to get people around town.
There you go. Okay, Melissa Estrada, who is you're the transportation planner here. You know, you came from...
San Diego,
where it was just a little bit larger.
So, a little bit larger.
So, Carl, ask
healthy of a bus system. So,
ask Melissa if she's surprised or shocked with the outcome of our presidential election.
Surprised or shocked at the presidential election?
Well, it was very difficult to wake up early this morning not knowing what was happening, but it was an exciting election, to say the least.
You know what? You can kind of tell which way people are leaning by how they answer. Yeah, it was pretty exciting, you know. And other people are going, oh, America! You know, so it's... But we are so happy you've come up here to Reading, and you know what, that you really, really, you really are coming across enjoying your time up here. Yeah. I know it's only been 2 months, but I hope you plan on staying.
I mean, this event is just, it shows you what a community can do when they come together really support each other.
Well, you know, this community has, and you'll notice that the longer you're here, that this community, even in the worst part of this recession, was still giving to help people. And that's the way this community is. You know, and I just, you know, I would love to see our whole community, our nationwide community, come together like Reading does.
Yeah.
Wow. And we could, there's nothing that we couldn't do.
Yeah.
Okay, Melissa Estrada, thank you so much. We'll probably have you come through here again at some point. Hey, we got to take a break here, don't we, hon?
Yes, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Crack Master Windshield and Repair. Jeff Wurst is a veteran. We are supporting all veterans today, as we do throughout the year here on KCNR 1460. Crack Master Windshield and Repair, where they can fix a chip or a crack up to 24 inches. Check them out on 273, or you would call that South Market. Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. We're taking a break here at KCNR 1460. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
The Reading Gun Show this weekend at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. West Coast vendors have made this event a sellout every year. All brands of firearms like SIG, Glock, Smith & Wesson, Ruger, Colt, Winchester, and much more. Lots of firearm accessories and, of course, a mountain of ammunition. Don't miss out on one of the best gun shows in Northern California at the Holiday Inn Convention Center this weekend only.
Where does your food come from? Oregon artist Betty LaDuke's bright, colorful paintings explore and celebrate Oregon's agricultural bounty and the workers who plant, tend, and harvest it. And you can see her beautiful work at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Bountiful Harvest from Land to Table is open October 1st through January 8th at Turtle Bay. Bountiful Harvest is presented by Healthy Shasta. For park hours and more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this 9th of November. And Carl is live. Oh, you're listening to KCNR 1460.
The day after.
Yes, the day after.
The day after America woke up.
Trump, Republicans are, it's a trifecta. And my mother calls me this morning, my 83-year-old mother. She calls right before I go on the air and she goes, yay! I said, Mom, in your lifetime, you got to see, you know, because they've just been so, my parents have been so upset for, I don't know, years now, for a long time, and through Clinton and through Obama. And they're Republicans, but you know, my parents are pretty fair. they just see what's happened with the country, and they've been of that mindset. Of course, my dad's a Korean War vet. Go ahead, Bob. Bob needs to say something.
I was just going to say, let us not gloat. Let us not rage.
Yes.
Let us, as Americans, as a people,
yes,
look ahead and say, where do we go from here?
Right.
It's over. It's decided. Now where do we go?
Right. The people have spoken. So, Carl, is in front of Cornerstone Bank, which is located on Cyprus, and he is live on location. They are collecting money for the veterans to be able to ride the bus, and Raba is there. So now throw it to you.
To the veterans. And people are driving by and dropping off money, and you can drop off money between from now till 1 p.m. or any time at Cornerstone Bank today or the rest of the week. All the money that goes there, for every dollar given, Robin will match it with 50 cents. Then they provide these bus tokens or bus riding tokens. It will all go down to the Shasta County Veteran Service Office, where veterans can then pick these up. And we're going to have Tommy Keyes on in a little while, and he's going to tell us how many that they've handed out and how many they're going to hand out. I think last year was $8,000 worth, and the people of Reading are just so good coming in here. And like I said, come on down and wave at us and say hello. I'm sitting here. I'm sitting here with Patrick Jones, and Patrick was coming on to talk about he's got a big event this weekend, but then we're going to talk a little bit about what happened last night in the local events. So good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Carl. Thank you for having me. It's a great morning. The sun's coming up.
Buddy.
It's been a little while, but it's been nice to take a break, and been staying very busy producing the Reading Gun Shows. And this weekend we have the Reading Gun Show. We've got dealers coming in from all over the western part of the United States, and a mountain of ammunition and accessories, firearms, of course, and looking forward to this weekend. It's a sellout event as far as our vendors go, and the doors open Saturday morning at 9 a.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center on Hilltop, and, of course, Sunday as well, 9 to 4 on Sunday. And so I'm just thrilled to be able to keep that show alive and keep it going. You know, the Lions Club did a phenomenal job with that show for 32 years consecutively.
Great job.
A great job. And then when they stopped, I took it over, and I could see just how much work they did to put it together.
I had my gun show license. And following it and seeing, watching, how much it went. I mean, it's unbelievable how fast you can get in trouble.
If you don't do it right.
If you do not do it correct, because there's people there. People in the state are standing there.
Well, Department of Justice will come through, and they do a walk and a compliance check, and there is the Gun Show Act of 2000. We follow it to a T. Everybody says we run a very tight ship, and you have to in California, and we have laws concerning gun shows. All rules will be adhered to, and we'll have a transfer dealer there to be able to make sure that all the transactions go smoothly for all those modern firearms that will be sold. And, but we're just very, very thrilled. We've got 47 volunteers that come in to help run this show and to man every door and to have security 24 hours a day. And, so all those firearms, coming together in one town for this weekend, very excited about it.
Well, it's $7 to get in, unless you're 12 and under and accompanied by an adult, then it's free.
Then it's free. Correct.
Good idea. Now, let me ask you this question. People have said that President Obama was the best gun salesman that there ever was. That when he was elected, the guns started selling dramatically, and after the reelection, dramatically.
It's very true.
But so, what happens now when Trump comes in? When people go, "Oh, I think we're protected." Do you think is it going to take the stress out of stuff?
Well, I tell you, this morning, just a great sigh of relief for all gun owners across the United States. We were really very disappointed that the possibility of Hillary Clinton being our next president. And so a great sigh of relief this morning. We're very happy with that. And that is really the best news that we could have. We'll take our freedom over high gun sales any day of the week. And that's more important. Protecting the Constitution, preserving the integrity of the Supreme Court is more important than making a few extra gun sales. I would love to go back in time to 2008 and have a different outcome of that election. I'd take it any day. Freedom is so valuable, you can't put a price on it.
And I tell you, the this one for me was, it was the whole thing for me was the Supreme Court of the United States, SCOTUS. That was everything I was telling people. I said, if you think of nothing else, think of the freedoms that you have. And this went across the lines to so many people, whether you're Democrats, Republicans, Independents, was think of what could happen if that court changes and happens to your individual rights.
Well, and we had already heard Hillary's comments that the Supreme Court had the Second Amendment wrong.
Yeah,
and that,
the Hillary
that,
decision wrong.
You know, makes gun owners across the nation very nervous, as Obama made gun owners very nervous. Now there'll be a calming effect, and we look forward to that, to be honest. Yeah. We haven't had it in 8 years.
I think so, too. Now, let's move in. You're no longer in politics. As everybody knows, you were once on the city council and a mayor.
8 fun years.
Okay. Now, Linda, you hop in here and help me, hon, because I haven't seen, you know, I'm going through stuff and I was setting up this morning. But the city council,
okay,
the winners of that were?
For city council, Winter came in with the most votes. Julie Winter at 31% and Adam McElvain at 26%. Leah Tate was in third and Gary Catt trailed at the end. Anderson, Stan Neutz, is that how you say his name? Neutz? N-E-U-T-Z-E. I'm sorry. Okay. So 29% with him. Melissa Hunt, 25%. Susie Baugh, 24%. Those are the three seats. Shasta Supervisor, Mary Rickard at 62% over Pam Giacomini. And Shasta County Supervisor District 4, Steve Morgan over Bill Chappelle. That was, I'm sure. No,
this was a bad day for the, I shouldn't say a bad day. This was a hard day for incumbents in Shasta County because both the incumbents lost to their challengers. And as far as the, Anderson, the one challenger came on, you know, that and was elected. And then in the city, in our city council, Julie Winter and Adam McElvain. Both of them, and both of them have one thing in common. Even though they were both on either sides of D and E, they both had in common of building the economy and pushing forward. And those were the two top vote getters. And Patrick, what do you think? What's to say to you?
Well, I congratulate all the winners. Anytime you put yourself out there and you run, you know, it's difficult, and so much goes into these races. You got to plan far out, and so. The best campaigns typically do win, and I believe that was the case this time. Of course, I'm good friends with Councilmember Gary Cadd, and sad to see him go. I think he's one of the best watchdogs the city has ever had.
You know what? That is true. He has been there, and people don't like to hear, you know, somebody ringing the bell a lot. But you know what? Without that, unfunded liabilities would have just been something nobody would have ever said.
But as good as he was as a watchdog, you've got to run a strong campaign because every cycle we have strong competitors coming forward that put a lot of money into these races and effort and time and have a lot of support. So I congratulate to the winners and tell the folks that didn't make it, hang in there. You know, I ran three times before I ran before I won. And, you know, I worked on 7 campaigns and only won twice. But, you know, there's no rules in this stuff. You win or lose and you move on. And, you know, how great it is today.
Life goes on.
You know, it's we're supporting our veterans today. The sun's coming up and we can always go tomorrow. So, you know.
Thank you, ma'am.
Now, Measure D, I'm very thrilled that the public got that right.
Well, I tell you what, that I thought, you know, frankly.
And overwhelmingly.
Yeah, what was that, hon?
Well, yes, was according to what I have here, my printout says yes 37%, no 63%. Now, I'm not sure when this was printed out. You know, things change as far as, you know, numbers being. But that was a huge landslide as far as no on Measure D. 63 to 37.
And this is the thing is, I was hearing for a long time a lot of people were – quietly, because as one businessman said to me, he says, if I say that I'm not for this, then I am against, you know, law and order and everything. So, you know, so I think it was almost like the Trump vote. A lot of people were just being quiet, holding their cards to the vest. What do you think, Patrick?
Well, it's, you know, I think when you looked at the ballot and if you read the ballot for and against, if you read that information, you saw that this was a general fund tax. It wasn't a public safety tax, and I think people saw through it. We're so upset that every time there's a new tax, it doesn't go to what it's supposed to, and we've seen it over and over. And there was no protection on this. The city attorney said it best, that this money will have no legal guarantees that it will be spent for any purpose or program. He said it best. It'll go right into the general fund, and the city is overspending in its general fund. They have a serious problem, and this was a way to bail them out without the safeguards in place. We do have a public safety crisis in Reading, and it can be dealt with if they choose to reallocate funds from the general fund to where it's needed. They just simply haven't done it. This message that the voters now just sent City Council, the Reading City Council, is that you've got to get to work now with the general fund that you have. And I'll remind the listeners that the general fund today, we're out of the recession, the general fund is larger than any time in the city's history. They have the money, but it's how they're spending it. And this tax failed, as it should have, and resoundingly, the voters have sent a message. City Hall, start living within your means and start protecting us the way we deserve.
Okay, Patrick Jones, thanks for joining us. Now, one more time this weekend, we're at
the Reading Gun Show this weekend, Holiday Inn Convention Center on Hilltop Drive, and it starts at 9 a.m. Saturday morning. Thank you, Carl, and thank you, Linda. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
I appreciate you guys out
thank
here this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
And a shout-out to our sponsor to close this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years. With outstanding service to all models and makes of heating and cooling systems, warranties, guarantees, 7 days a week, and 24-hour service, Alliance Heating and Air, give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website, homecomfort.org. We'll be right back.
Can I break in just for a second? We just had, hello?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. We just had Ranger Rick stop by here and gave a $100 donation to RABA. I don't know. Are you listening, Rick, to the radio? Are you listening? Thank you very, very, very much for what you just did, buddy. Ranger Rick. And just gave a $100 donation to the RABA Salute to the Veterans.
Hey, and when we get back, Carl, let's talk more about what happened with local politics.
Okay. And I've got Tommy Key is when we come back because we have the chief of police coming up at 8 o'clock and would like to see what his thoughts are after D did not pass. So we'll be here when you come back, hon.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading. This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
Let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. We got a couple announcements here. Cookies and yogurt. Well, I guess that's already been happening, huh? Let's see. November 11th, Reading Midas would like to honor our veterans. Thank you for your service. Come into Reading Midas for free oil change. Hours 8 to 5 p.m. That's Reading Midas, and let's see, where is that located? Reading Midas. I can't wait to look that one up. You get a free oil change on the 11th. Also, we have a community, Shasta Lake Community Holiday Bazaar, November 12th, and that's at the Jean Boudet Senior Center. All right, Carl, we're with you.
Hey, good morning. Hey, we're back down here, of course, at Cornerstone Bank on the corner of Cypress and Hart now, and we're collecting money for the Robert Salute to the Veterans here. We've had a lot of people coming through. Ranger Rick Ortega just came through and dropped off $100, and we can't say thank you enough for him. Veterans taking care of veterans. What this does is for all the money donated, Robert will match it with 50 cents per dollar, and then they're giving out bus passes for our veterans. And the way you get bus passes is to talk to this man that's sitting right next to me, our Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, Tommy Key. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
And, you know, it's the first time I've seen you in uniform, buddy.
Is it really?
Yeah, I think so. You're talking to that.
I got you. I've thrown it on him once or twice.
Okay, you look really good in that there. Okay, I can never tell the Air Force rank.
It was a Senior Master Sergeant, E-8.
Okay. Oh, okay, man. You're up there. And you're just a chest full of, I was there, and I was a good guy. Ribbons there.
The right place or wrong place at the right time or wrong time.
You know, I was in and had either the fortune or misfortune to be in a lot of, you know, those places where it got exciting. And I had friends during same amount of time, but they were either in school or in the wrong spot. And never got in anything until the very end in the war on terror. And then they got one tour, and then they were over 20 years at that point, and they retired. So it just, you know, works out that way sometimes.
It really does. I mean, I came through with a lot of buddies, and it just sometimes your name gets called, and you go there, and things happen at that time, and they reward you for it. You know.
Okay, now, Robba, salute to the veterans. You've got a big part to play in this, you and your office.
We do. I'm telling you, this is the most generous town I've seen in all my military career. I have never seen anything like this. The flags, we got a lot of people coming in, but we need a lot more. But, yeah, it does help out the community big time. A lot of our disabled veterans being able to get back and forth to the VA and to get settled in homes for the homeless vets. Getting out there and getting to their jobs every morning. I mean, this is so amazing what this community does, and it really is a huge help, and we just need everybody to come in and just nickels, dimes. We take it all.
You know what? And people have come in here with literally plastic bags full of change, nickels, dimes, quarters, pennies, but it all goes to a good, great, great, great event. And like we said, you know, people coming in, dropping off a dollar, dropping off $5, and please come on by and see us today. And do this and help out our veterans. Stop by and just say hello, too. You know,
absolutely.
You know, we have people deliver us coffee, which is fun. But just doing something like this, starting your day off by helping out people. And now the people we were helping, how many did you say that you did a month?
We do about 80 a month, so we're putting out pretty close to $9,000 a year's worth of bus passes. So, and we'd love to give out even more. So please, again, come in and donate.
Okay. So, and the people that are using it aren't people. I've mentioned this before. They're not people without cars. They're people that, you know, that may not feel like driving, or you know, they have a few problems driving. Some, you know, some of our elderly veterans that they just take advantage of this.
RABA, again, has the great little buses that go out there and help our veterans who are in wheelchairs. They're wheelchair accessible. They also, guys who do not have cars, and a lot of our guys do come around in buses, but on bicycles. And again, getting around during the heat of the summer and the cold of the winter. I mean, this is really helpful.
Okay, so now how does a veteran get one of these passes?
First of all, we look and make sure that you are qualified. You had to do at least 180 days of active duty military service with a Title 10 order. And if you have a general or above discharge, we are going to help you and give out one of these tickets. We give out one a month per veteran.
I tell you what, and that's the thing too, is veterans need to get a card that says they were veterans, and they can get that. Because a lot of times, you know, they've got, you know, like this Friday, there is going to be so many free things that a veteran, I shouldn't say free, I should say in gratitude,
yes,
that people are going to give, you know, that are providing veterans dinners, breakfast, mm-hmm. I mean, pancakes, all types of stuff. But, you know, you should have a card that says you were a veteran anyway.
We do that right there at our office. So if they got their DD-214, their discharge paperwork, come in there. We look at it over, and we can actually give you a card that we create on the spot. Also, one of the other services we do is we help you get veteran put onto your driver's license, and everybody's accepting that. They all want pictured ID around here, and so we can do that. You don't have to carry around for the driver's license. Yes, you would have to repay for that. It's $5 one time to do it. To get your card at our office, absolutely free.
Okay, so if I wanted to get a new driver's license and just say, hey, look, I want a veteran on it, I can just go down to DMV, or I can go online.
You got to come to my office.
Oh, okay.
We have to certify that you're a veteran,
and
we give you the document, and you take it down to DMV, and then they will stamp it, and it will stay on there for life.
This is after they say, we're not worthy, we're not worthy?
Yes.
Okay, all right. I'm just wondering. Just wondering. I love it. I get Tommy going here. I get him laughing. He goes, oh, that's it. I lost him. Okay. Hey, you know what, Tommy? Thank you so much for everything you do around here.
Thank you for what you do. I really appreciate it. You're a vet too, brother.
Well, you know, yeah, but, you know, you came in under some tough situation there. We all know that. And you stepped in there. You've always had a great attitude. You know, it's like, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do? It's not like, you know, oh, let's do this. It's what can I do and lead from the front.
Now,
and, you know, that's what it takes.
I got a great team, and, you know, one man could put 10,000 or 1,000 to flight, two could put 10,000 to flight. So my team helping me do a lot of this, and we're really succeeding this year.
Oh, you are.
Yeah.
We can't thank you enough. Now, where are you located at so people can come down and get this?
Please, come down to 1855 Court Shasta Street. That's where the VSO office is. And like I said, we give out those bus passes to veterans who need them.
Okay. Hey, you know what? By the way, the Midas is doing the Reading Midas is at 445 East Cypress, free oil change for veterans. And they're probably they want to see some kind of proof of that. So if, you know, for all of us old guys, we have our retired, ID card. Retired, I don't even like to use that word. I like to think at rest. Or I like to think in civilian clothes.
Don't say at rest.
Once a military serviceman, always a military serviceman.
Yes.
Okay, hon.
Yeah.
We've been here with Tommy Key, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. And we're going to have Reading Police Chief Rob Pletty when we come back from the news.
All right. Well, we still have a few minutes left, and I wanted to talk some more. Measure G about school bonds, was 63% yes, no, 37%, that passed. Measure C, which was Cottonwood Fire, yes, 67% as opposed to no, 33%. And the school bonds on Measure H, yes, 53 to no, 47.
Yeah, but I think the school bonds need 55%, am I correct?
I'm not really sure about that. I'm just saying what it says here in the Shasta County only school bonds. Yes, in 53, no, in 47. Let's go back into Doug LaMalfa. Overwhelmingly, well, 59% won against Jim Reed at 41. So it, actually, that's kind of close.
It's closer
than it was last time. Brian Daly, 74 to his opponent, 26. And Ted Gaines, 64 to his opponent, Rob Rowan, 36. And now we go into, again, the bonds, 51. Education bonds, yes on Proposition 51. Yes on Proposition 52, which is the hospital fee change. Yes on Proposition 53, voter approval for spending over $2 billion.
Well, good. That one. Good.
Proposition 53, voter approval for spending over, okay. Proposition 54. Okay, we got to take a break now. I can just go on to this all day long. Oh, we'll be right back. Carl's at Cornerstone Bank, live on remote here. I'm at the studio. Linda Bott, Carl Bott, KCNR 1460. We'll be right back after this break.
And the news is brought to you from Town Hall on by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Campaign that found Trump victorious last night.
In a stunning victory over Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump vowed to unify a deeply divided nation.
I say it is time for us to come together as one united people.
Trump appeared at a 3 a.m. victory party with running mate Mike Pence, their families, and top campaign staffers. He reached out to those voters who did not support him, as well as his supporters, telling the American people that I promise you I will not let you down. Greg Clugston, New York.
One of Trump's harshest Republican critics says America demanded disruption by electing the billionaire businessman as president, but former CIA and NSA director Michael Hayden telling CBS's This Morning he still has some big fears about Donald Trump in charge of foreign policy.
He's become the president-elect by showing anger, by being accusatory, frankly not being all that fact-based, and scapegoating real and imagined enemies.
Among those congratulating Donald Trump today is Russian President Vladimir Putin. He sent Trump a telegram and made a televised statement expressing the hope that the relationship between the U.S. and Russia could be put back, in his words, on the right track. Trump's victory not going over well with some students on campuses in California and Oregon. California Highway Patrol Officer Sean Wilkenfield says when some of those protesters wound up on the freeway, there was an injury.
One of them was in the number two lane, the lane next to the fast lane, when it was struck by a Honda Element. That pedestrian has major injuries right now and is at a local area hospital.
Officer Wilkenfield spoke to KGO. Police say at least 500 people swarmed onto the streets in and around UCLA early today. More on these stories at townhall.com.
First, Gary from accounting came in with the sniffles. Just a cold, he said, but it was not a cold. Then Janet breaks out in a heavy sweat. That's the flu. Then round and round the office it goes. But when it's your turn, well, it's not going to be your turn because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're waiting for the coughing, sore throat, aching flu to pass, you can go to the big game. Score! Shield yourself with a flu shot from Rite Aid before it's too late. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
In India, the Prime Minister has announced that the existing 500 and 1,000 rupee banknotes are about to be withdrawn from circulation.
At a stroke, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has declared a large portion of the money in circulation in the world's seventh largest economy worthless. The 1,000 and 500 rupee notes are the largest in circulation. Mr. Modi says India's banks will be closed to the public tomorrow, but from Thursday, people will be able to exchange their cash for new 500 and 2,000 rupee notes. The idea is to lock out money that people can't account for, cash they may have got corruptly or may not have paid tax on.
That is BBC's Justin Rowlett reporting. Dozens of people were injured when a tram derailed in London before dawn today. Photographs show the two-car tram lying on its side next to an underpass in South London. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Thanksgiving Day shopping is not going away, but some stores say they are rethinking their strategies on whether it makes sense to be open on the holiday.
Some stores like Toys R Us, JCPenney, and Macy's are continuing with what they want to be a new tradition, kicking off the holiday shopping season on Thanksgiving Day. Others, including the Mall of America, the nation's largest shopping mall, are closing for Thanksgiving this year after being open for the past several years.
As correspondent Jeremy House, Tesla Motors has agreed to buy the German engineering company Grohmann Engineering.
Tesla is in the process of increasing its production dramatically as it attempts to become a mass-market manufacturer. Its founder, Elon Musk, says economies of scale and automation of the manufacturing process will be vital.
That's the BBC's Theo Leggett reporting. Southwest Airlines pilots have ratified a new four-year deal that includes higher pay and bonuses. About 84% of Southwest Pilots Association members who cast their ballots in favor of the agreement. It includes a 15% pay raise. More on these stories at Town Hall.
Start your holidays off right and play our $15,000 hard cash harvest swipe to win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Win free slot play, cash, prizes, and your share of $15,000 cash. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings Wednesdays at 7 p.m. for free slot play. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or your share of $15,000 cash. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Final drawing is on Wednesday, November 30th, where you can rake in on the hard cash harvest and win $500. 30 winners. Imagine what you could do with all that cash. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our $15,000 hard cash harvest swipe to win promotion. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. For details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful day after election. And we are happy to be here on with you this morning, talking about the results. Carl's live down at Cornerstone Bank, where they are doing a tribute to the veterans and RABA collecting money for veterans to be able to have free rides. But let's go to the phones first with our Wells Fargo advisor. It's always the top of the morning with Susan Eastman. What's happening on Wall Street?
Pretty exciting day. Stayed up way too late.
I know, and, all of us.
Fearful when the futures were looking down 700, you know, at that time as the election was changing course. And so now it's starting out better than that. So let's get to the market. The major averages are fluctuating while U.S. Treasuries are declining in early trading as investors digest a victory by Donald Trump in the U.S. presidential election. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 58 points at 18,391. The S&P 500 is down 5 points at 2,134. The NASDAQ Composite losing 4 points at 5,188. Active stocks on the NASDAQ, Apple down $2.04, trading at $109.01. Google down 11.73, trading at $800.54. Microsoft up 57 cents at $59.88. Local stocks of interest, AT&T at 31 cents, trading at 37.28. Verizon up 3 pennies at 47.67. Bank of Commerce down a nickel at $7.20. The 10-year Treasury note is priced yield 1.97%. And for commodities, gold is up $14 an ounce at $1,290. Silver up 48 cents at $18.89 per ounce. And crude oil up 40 cents at $44 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Susan. We always appreciate you calling in, on especially this day after election, letting us know that things are stable, the economy does adjust, and go to Susan Eastman if you're looking, okay, now you can take a breath and decide how you're going to invest. Let's go to Carl Live, who's out in front of the Cornerstone Bank.
Down here with Robert. Salute to the veterans.
Wait, all right.
Bob's good on this. Was that my demo derby voice there, Bob?
That was your demo derby. Hey, I just wanted to let you know, before we get into our interviews and stuff this morning, I was handed a piece of paper that some more election results, electoral votes, by the time the likely Arizona and Michigan, we will have Donald Trump at 306 and Hillary will be at 232. Now, oddly enough, also there was, by the popular vote, she's ahead by the popular vote just by a small percentage, like a tenth of a something like that.
So,
but
okay, and that was, I heard that last night too, was that she was going to probably win the popular vote by a very small percentage, but Trump is over 300 electoral votes now and she's at 230. You know what? It's just, if you look at a photo or take a look at the nation red and blue, it is just, you know, I mean, it is just, he took her blue wall that they were talking about, the blue wall that was going to, you know, that she was going to, you know, that would be her bulwark there, and he busted it. He shattered her blue wall. Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania. I mean, these are places that, you know, the Republicans don't do well in, and he did.
Well, again, I've been going through a lot of the you know, I'm in the Washington Post right now. The political landscape is going to change. It's been going to scare a lot of people, or people are frightened, because what has been the mainstay is going to change. And that means that you're, the grounding of what you think, or you're surrounded by people who've got your back, as far as, like, you know, the good old boy, I've got your back, if you got my back. You know what I'm talking about. That
the status quo is going to change.
Yes.
And people have people, I think, literally, and I'm sitting here with, of course, Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti, and we were kind of just discussing it. And, you know, that it looks like rural America has made a statement here. Rural America has made a statement. And all those ignorant basket of deplorables that that Clinton said had to back off on that, you know, they're not ignorant. They're not deplorable. They're hardworking people that just, and they across the gamut of races and everything. I mean, come on. I mean, Michigan, and what did he offer? I offer jobs, and this is what was important to people. And they'd had enough. It had enough of the status quo of the people up there and their on their perches with their giant voices talking to each other, not listening to the people.
There was a disconnect. And I think that if there's anything that's hopeful, is that maybe those things are going to change, so that you don't have, it's East Coast, West Coast, because we have 50 some United States, you know, and it was kind of, you know, fascinating, not more fascinating. It's just, I think we're all kind of like in a state of awe, but, you know, law and order. Let's talk to the chief.
Good morning, Chief Rob Pelletti.
Morning.
Well, as we also know, was Proposition D.
Yeah,
it wasn't even close. It was like 67% were against it.
Well, you know, obviously I'm disappointed in that. You know, that was a chance for us to, you know, get the staffing level of the police department where it needs to be able to better serve this community. And, you know, now we're going to have to, you know, we'll keep plugging away and, you know, keep doing what we have been. But, you know, we're not going to see any mass increase in our staffing level to take care of this community, I don't think, anytime soon.
Okay. You know, Lindy, can we take an early break, and then so we can come back and talk about some of the things that the chief has got on his mind about how, you know, it's status quo, but maybe some changes or some different ways of looking at it. Can we do that, honey?
Absolutely. Let's. We'll see you on the other side here of our break here on this beautiful 9th of November. We are celebrating veterans all this week. Carl's out at for the Rabba Salute to the Veterans at Cornerstone Bank. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
The Reading Gun Show this weekend. At the Holiday Inn Convention Center, West Coast vendors have made this event a sellout every year. All brands of firearms like SIG, Glock, Smith & Wesson, Ruger, Colt, Winchester, and much more. Lots of firearm accessories, and of course, a mountain of ammunition. Don't miss out on one of the best gun shows in Northern California. At the Holiday Inn Convention Center, this weekend only.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure the oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems all have been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't need to drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes and more with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier's in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Euchre and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park invites you to join us for National Family Volunteer Day. On Saturday, November 19th, from 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m., Turtle Bay will have volunteer activities for families throughout the park. From the gardens to animal care, be a part of National Family Volunteer Day with us and get your family into the holiday spirit of giving. Then enjoy the rest of your day at Turtle Bay for free. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR on this Wednesday morning. It's the 9th of November, 8:20 in the morning. It's currently 55 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have a partly cloudy today night with 52, our highs of 76. Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Carl's on location. What's going on, Carl?
Hey, we're here, of course, at the Cornerstone Bank. And the reason we're here, and hello to Chris Schwaga, just going by. Hi, Chris. The RABA salute to the veterans in honor of Veterans Day, the 7th annual Reading Area Bus Authority, RABA salute to the veterans event is here. For the past 7 years, this is the 8th year for it, they collect money during this time frame so that they can provide passes to our veterans, bus passes to our veterans via the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer and in his office, Tommy Key in his office. For every $1 donated, RABA will provide a 50% match towards transit. And they give out about $8,000 to $9,000 a year in transit passes. And this is just a great, great event. People are driving through here. You know, I don't know how much people are giving here in the drive-thrus, but you can give today at the Cornerstone Bank from 9 to 5. You can drive through here. We're here from 6 to 1 p.m. I can just say as Ranger Rick Ortega came through and handed me a $100 bill, of which Tommy Key immediately took it from me and took it over and donated it. We've got people driving through right now wanting to help, and you can't say more than that. I'm here with Reading Police Chief Rob Belletti. Good morning, Rob.
Morning.
And we were talking about that one of the major measures last night, Measure D, to raise the sales tax by 0.5%, did not pass. Now, the impact.
Well, you know, obviously we were hoping that we would be able to, you know, get our numbers back to what they were in 2008. You know, the strategic plan laid out exactly where we were going to put them and the service level that, that would bring to the community. That's not going to happen now, unless, you know, funding comes from another source. So, you know, we were doing a lot of planning to be able to hire about 20 cops and 13 CSOs. And
did you see it coming like this?
No, I didn't. I mean, I got some indication. I mean, you know, I've talked to a lot of people, so I was cautiously optimistic. We'll put it that way. But, you know, I respect what the voters said, and, you know, the Reading Police Department will continue to, you know, do what we have been doing and do the best that we can. But I think based on the other propositions at the state level that passed last night, like Proposition 57, which is going to release more people from prison, Proposition 64, which is legalized marijuana, could have a workload impact on the Reading Police Department. And remember, Proposition 64 is retroactive. So if you were a marijuana producer and distributor and you went to prison or jail on a felony, you can petition to have that made a misdemeanor now, and you're going to come out of prison too. So I think that the workload potential for the Reading Police Department could go up, and our staffing level is not. Our staffing level has the potential to actually decrease. Because the neighborhood police unit is on temporary funding from the reserve, and we could be back at 98 sworn positions by July.
Okay, right now, what is the what's the response time?
We rearranged the shifts based on some of the analysis that was done in the blueprint, and right now we're sitting, priority one response time is sitting at about 13 minutes.
About 13 minutes, okay, and that's
so
down.
We improved by about two or three minutes. So. That was a good analysis that was done. The shift schedule is working well, but you know we wanted to get that down to less than 10 minutes, and I think we're going to be status quo for a while.
Okay, is it time to think about things like and this is not your decision, going outside of private security, something that the city could do for the trails so that at least have a presence there, or the only thing they'd essentially have is presence, almost like a guardian angel group, but the private security who have training and will have.
Well, you still got to have the money to pay for it. Private security is not inexpensive either. Well, so you know we'll see. I mean, those are some discussions we're going to have with council and you know, make a plan moving forward.
Okay. Is this? Are we looking at a perfect storm?
Well, I mean, this is what I told. What I told the city manager would be the worst case scenario is that if Prop 64 and 57 pass and D&E fail, you know, the workload of the police department, I think with the criminals that are going to be coming out of prison, you really have to look at Prop 57 and look at what the governor is now defining as nonviolent. It's ridiculous. Solicitation of murder is nonviolent. Rape of an unconscious woman, he's declaring as nonviolent. So it wasn't just this
it's
idea.
It's assault on a police officer.
Is on nonviolent.
It's nonviolent. These other things, I think that it was even assault with a deadly weapon.
Assault with a deadly weapon on a police officer is now considered a nonviolent crime.
Now, if
gang enhancements went away, there is going to be a board of the California Department of Corrections now that can recompute time served and release prisoners based on population management. Not punishment, not rehabilitation, but population management. They're going to send more and shift more responsibility onto the counties, and we have no bed space to deal with it. And I thought the plan that was Measure E is a good plan, but we still now have to find another way to try to fund that over time.
Do you think that if they had made it strictly for public safety, it had a chance?
I don't know. You know, it's the political will of Shasta County is anti-tax. So, you know, it was a tall order.
I don't think any of the measures passed as far as even the school, maybe one school bond.
I think
passed.
All the school bonds passed.
Well, I think they have to have 55%.
Okay.
Well, if that's the case, some of them didn't.
And that's the problem. I mean, we tried a specific tax a couple of years ago, got 57% of the vote. Really, if you look, I think the California tax code is backwards. You know, if you want to pass a specific tax, it's a higher threshold than a general tax, which doesn't make sense to me. But, you know, for the department's part, we're going to continue to, you know, investigate crimes, arrest criminals, and do the best that we can with what we have. But, you know, all the extra things that we were talking about, like vice units you know, the homeless outreach officer and community service officers, all those things are going to have to wait till, you know, till the budget grows. And we'll have to see how long that takes.
Yeah, you know what? And there's two new city council people. One was for D, one was against D. They both got the highest amount of votes, of course, because that's the one they won. But they both have one thing in common. They both really, well, they have several things in common. But the one thing they want to do is grow the economy. And growing the economy means growing the tax,
yeah,
which means we can start spending.
It's just not going to happen as fast.
Is the unfunded liabilities, how big a impact is that having?
I don't know. I mean, it really, if you look at new police officers, they don't create unfunded liability. Unfunded liabilities, based on my knowledge base, came from retroactive benefits that were given, you know, before. So our new officers, unless PERS's fund underperforms, which it is, they don't create a lot of unfunded liability. It was the retroactive benefits that were given 15, 20 years ago, whenever they did it.
Yeah.
That's where the unfunded liability or majority of it came from. It's not the people that we hire today. The unfunded liability, however, is tacked onto their retirement quotient, which bloats their total compensation, which makes it seem like my officers make more money than they actually do because they're paying for benefits that were given to people before them. Most of my guys weren't even cops when those retroactive benefits were given. So, you know, it's
what's the morale of the police today?
It's not great, you know, but
if you put little sign out in front of your house said I voted for, will it help with response time?
We're simply going to take care of our citizens the way that we always have. You know, we live in a democracy and our citizens spoke and we respect that. But we can't do more than we have people to do the task. Policing is a people business. You know, it's not a robot business. It's not a drone business. And it's not, you know, it's a people business, and you have to have people to go accomplish those missions. If you want patrols on the river trail, I have to have people to do it. If you want to decrease response time, an officer has to be able to respond to that. We simply don't. We cover 60 square miles, and this year we're probably going to hit pretty close to 100,000 calls for service. And there's 50 officers in patrol, 7 per shift, that deal with that. And so it's we'll do the best we can with what we have.
Okay. Now, with that in mind, I want to gears a little bit. The crime in Shasta County is changing.
Yes.
Reading. Would you say that?
Yeah. We're seeing a lot more aggravated assaults. Rape, for some reason, went up significantly last year. We're still, you know, analyzing that to try to figure out.
Domestic violence?
Well, that's what I've got Mike looking at now is what do those rapes look like? Is there a commonality cause that we can look at that may be causing that? Property crime is up. General larceny theft is up. We're up about I just looked at the crime stats the other day too. I should have brought them with me. I think about 7%, somewhere right around there.
Well, they
there.
Went up really high and then they kind of leveled off.
Then they leveled
going,
off.
Then they're
been,
going back up.
They've
again.
Been kind of they're creeping up. And you know, we're about where the state average is. The state average I think is about 6-7%.
Yeah.
Where property crime is rising since 47 passed. We're going to have to wait to see what the effect of 57 is.
You know what? I just don't understand how people – I mean, up in Shasta County, I'm sure we voted that down. But how people in the rest of the state are turning people loose. It's the way these damn things are written.
They are. It's very misleading. When you write a title for a proposition that says early release for nonviolent offenders, that makes people – it makes sense, you know. But then when you read it, you see that it's not just that. It's reclassify what is violent crime. You have to read the measures. Just like Prop 47, funds for safer schools. They didn't know that they made heroin a misdemeanor. I guarantee you the average voter did not know that that's what they voted for when they voted for Proposition 47. So misleading titles, and you really have to read the legislation to know what you're voting for.
I know. This is just – it's.
We are systematically dismantling the criminal justice system in California. And we're not getting any, you know, ramification for doing wrong to the community. And, you know, I as the police chief, I mean, the definition of stress is getting yelled at for things that aren't your decision to make. And that's the title of my job. You know, I get a lot of disgruntled citizens and I talk to as many of them as I have time to. And they're upset about AB 109, prison realignment. They're upset about Proposition 47. They're going to be more upset about Proposition 57. And they call and vent to me, and yet those weren't my decisions to make. It's just like the trespassing that the judges changed You know, I didn't make that decision, but I just have to uphold the law.
You had to pull me down from the ceiling when you told me that. And I told people this, and they just don't believe me
when ridiculous.
I say it. And we're going to talk about that when we get back. But I also want to talk about this missing lady because I think I've heard more from women that their lives changed. I mean, literally from the instant this woman disappeared.
And that's not our case.
I want to talk about that because it also impacts on us here in Reading. But we need to take a break. Honey, I'm sorry. I've just been blah, 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 blah.
All right. No, that's good. You've got the chief there, and it's important. We're going to take a break here on KCNR 1460. Like I said, it's currently 55 degrees. Our highs are going to be 74 today. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Dandelion Boutique. In fact, I'm going to go celebrate today. I'm going to go buy my a little something because usually it's an after election celebration. So we'll be right back here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the day after the election.
The road is long.
And we're on our way, folks.
What a county.
KCNR, 1460. I don't know. I have just been on all morning to world headline news. To the LA Times, the Washington Post, all over the place. So watching the world kind of in shock. I think there was a lot of America spoke. America, you can't, there's no way to say anything except for that the American people went to the booths and voted yesterday. Carl and I, we usually vote up at the Catholic Church. And then they moved it. We didn't know that. We went there yesterday to vote right after the show. And then we went down and they said voting booth or voting polls or moved.
Polling.
Yeah. So we moved down to the Veterans Hall. And it was very interesting because, you know, I'm going through these pictures today and we're seeing all ages. And usually when we go in the morning, maybe one or two people because we go at 9:15 or 9:30. But they were all ages. And it was very interesting because I was thinking, well, I wonder if they're a Hillary supporter or a Donald. But, you know, this election was so much more than just who was president. I think people were really concerned about, you know, they wanted to put their vote for city council. They wanted to put their vote out for the measures. They were thinking about, you know, the Republican, Democrat, people they know in the community. And here we are, the first time, and I think what they say, 1920-something, that we have the Senate, the House, and everything is Republican. So it's they call it a trifecta. But anyway, so I just wanted to share our voting experience with you yesterday, and we wore stickers all day long. And we were really happy about the fact that we voted. It felt good. Always feels clean. You feel clean when you vote. Like I did my duty, and it's really important to do your duty and show up and vote. So the pictures I'm seeing are just amazing. Guys in chaps just came off of, you know, one of the guys showing someplace, just came off the farm. He's like mud all over his, but he said, I'm going to get in there and vote. So the pictures like that across the landscape of what we saw yesterday. So if you're just tuning in, KCNR 1460, I do know we had a caller, but because of the fact that Carl is Skyping and we have the chief of police and Carl on live and me on, we can't get a phone call to go into the Skyping.
Well, we can, but it'll just sound very it'll sound very hollow, and that was the
we're having an echo issue anyway this morning with our connection with echoing. Well, yeah, see, you're echoing right now too.
I'm echoing right now.
Yes,
I don't feel like I'm echoing. It doesn't sound choppy. Like it. I'm not getting feedback. Hey, look, everybody, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Man's last stronghold. Best place in the world to get a haircut. I'm going down there today, in fact. They have my celebration haircut. And we can all get in there. I just get not too excited and they take off half of one of my ears or anything. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Man's last stronghold. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Okay. I'm here with Chief Rob Pledi from the, of course, from Reading City Police Chief. And even though that this is not your... Right down there, make it out to Robba, sir. The people are just coming by, giving out money and to Robba here, because we're here for the Salute to the Veterans. This is the 8th year, 4th annual Robba, and our community gets together. Last year, they raised over $8,000 for bus passes, which comes out to about 800 bucks a month. The Shasta County Veteran Service Officer was handing out to our veterans. Who were either don't have cars or they chose to use Robba because maybe, you know, just didn't want to drive. But they used every bit of it. And in the Cornerstone Bank, right here at Cornerstone Bank, people are driving by. Feel free to come by. Wave at us and make a donation. You can give – we'll be here from – well, they'll be here from 9 to 1 for drive-through. I'm sorry, from 6 to 1 for the drive-through. And then you can stop by Cornerstone Bank and give donations there. Make your checks out to Robba. And we meet on the memo line, salute to the troops or salute to veterans. It's another way that our great community is helping our veterans. And speaking of veterans, our Reading Police Chief, Rob Pledi, is a veteran. And, well, you're still in the active reserves, too.
Yeah, National Guard.
National Guard. And yeah. You've been deployed several times?
Twice to Operation Iraqi Freedom.
And that was a big success.
Yeah.
It was.
Well, it was at the time. The military did their job.
It was at the time until the bad decisions made by Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. But we don't have to worry about that anymore, so we're just going to move on. Now, what I do want to talk about, we're talking about Measure D did not pass, impact it's going to have. But the other thing is, and even though this isn't your case, I know you all are involved. the young lady that disappeared the other day.
Yeah, you know, those are always, you know, disturbing, and you know, it brings to you know, we've talked a lot, you know, attacks on the river trail and other things, you know, about, you know, being in groups and, you know, take your dog and, you know, you shouldn't have to. You shouldn't have to, woman, but that's the reality.
This woman's running along her road that she runs through. This is the one that, because, you know, when we were talking about it, and I was with some ladies, and they all said the same thing. This bothered them so much because this wasn't somebody that got hit on the head or they robbed them or something. This is somebody that was taken. It appears to have been taken right now. And that, I mean, away. I mean, and now they're thinking that makes them feel so vulnerable.
Yeah, and I understand that. And you know, realistically, we have to kind of wait and let the sheriff's department do their investigation and, you know, kind of see what took place. And you know, I don't know what to say about that. It is
shocking.
It is shocking. And you know, any time that you have, you know, somebody disappear or, you know, a couple of weeks ago, the Modoc County deputy being killed.
Yeah.
All those things kind of really shake communities down to their core, and they're difficult to deal with. I went to the, you know, Modoc County deputy's funeral last Saturday, and you know, it's those major events like that really, you know, kind of let you see that you know there's a bad element out there, and we need to be able to protect you from that, and we're doing the best that we can to do that.
It must be frustrating.
It is. It is frustrating.
And so, okay, one of the questions that came in was about more community watch, organize more so we can take care of ourselves.
Well, we've actually through the efforts of Terry Moravec, our volunteer for Neighborhood Watch Group, she has been, you know, growing. And she had 8 new packets the other day for more Neighborhood Watch Groups and things of that nature. And those help. In the end, if a Neighborhood Watch Group or the Guardian Angels or a security company or somebody else, you know, catches a bad guy, they got to call the police department, and then we have to take them to jail, and they don't stay in jail. And then the criminal justice system isn't holding them accountable, you know, because of these measures that are being passed, you know, right now. So, you know, it is frustrating to be in law enforcement right now, because the system is just not what it used to be.
Well, one of the things that people talked about was, you know, and this was the idea of a sobering center. We had the Empire Recovery Center on couple weeks ago. They're set up to take people right now, and it seems like, if you know, we're talking about the sale of the police station, and you know, if either McConnell or other people take that $375,000 was supposed to be pushed forward for something like that. They told me at the Empire Recovery Center that they can take 20 people a night in
right
there.
And I've met with them, and we're talking about that. The problem is that theirs does not save me time, because their insurance requires me to have a medical clearance before I take them there, which means I have to take them to the hospital if they're intoxicated before I can take them there. Jail, I don't. So, you know, there's a time savings that a sobering center brings, as well as the engagement with the addicted offender. So, you know, we have to look at if I can clear to where I can take them there without the medical clearance.
If they had a medical person,
then that's something that we can work with. But, you know, I've had discussions with Empire. It's a great organization. You know, I've had discussions. You know, I work very closely with Jonathan Anderson at the Mission. We work with, you know, all the nonprofits in town, and we're trying to find, you know, creative solutions. I talked about, you know, with the heroin epidemic, and November 30th, I'm going to do a town hall meeting and kind of cover the crime stats. You know, I waited till after the election. I didn't want anyone to say that I was trying to taint anything by doing a town hall meeting. But we'll go over the crime stats for the middle of the year and go over those. And then we're going to talk opioids in America, because I don't think people realize how bad of a situation we're in with heroin and opioids in this country. If this is not a Reading problem, this is a United States problem. And the East Coast is being hit much harder than the West Coast. And kind of give people an idea. But when, you know, when I bring up the idea of supporting a methadone clinic, again, then they're out where chief supporting that. We're not going to arrest our way out of this problem anymore.
I don't like the thought of a methadone. No, let me finish here.
Yeah.
I don't like the idea of Guardian Angels. I don't like the idea of a methadone clinic. But I thought the methadone clinic, I thought you doing that, you know, setting this, hey, we need this, I think it's a great idea. because I think people need it. As far as guardian angels go, if they can take some of the pressure off you all by doing the trails, yes, they do still have to call you. But a lot of times, as you've said, it's just presence.
Well, I'm
presence out there, and they can be a big help.
And I met with the guardian angels, and I said, where can we help you? I said, Parks and River Trails.
There you go.
You know,
well, it would be presence,
you know, and yeah. if a person, you know, wants to go for a walk by themselves, you know, and they're out there, then all of a sudden they get a de facto group to walk with, you know. So, you know, it really is a matter of, do I think that you should have to lock your house up like a for where to keep those out? No, but that's the reality of it. And that's what I'm trying to get across to people, is that there is a criminal element here. I was just in San Diego for a conference, and, you know, downtown San Diego business district counts their transient population once a month. And there's almost 1,400 documented homeless in downtown San Diego in their downtown business district alone. You know, they have a court decree from 9 at night till 5 in the morning. They can't enforce them sleeping on the sidewalk. So if you go into the gas lamp district after 9 p.m., you're stepping over the transient sleeping on the sidewalk. So these are not Reading-specific problems. They are occurring throughout the state and, in large case, throughout the country. And we need to find, you know, creative solutions, because in California, you know, heroin's a misdemeanor. Methamphetamine's a misdemeanor. They don't get anything for it. Hey, we arrested a guy for a bank robbery, and he got probation.
So, come on. Tell me that's not true.
It's absolutely true.
So, a guy that robbed a bank got probation?
Well, he wasn't armed. He just threatened a gun. Well, he still robbed a bank, and he got probation. So, you know, there's...
You mean I can walk in here to Cornerstone Bank where we are right now?
Well, not while I'm sitting here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that would be bad.
Look out, look out. Come on.
There is some frustration. You know, we're...
But no, Linda's saying, what's going on?
I said, look out. Come on. We're going to take a break. Okay. You don't need to say anything like that. Straighten up and fly right.
I want this segment to end with the sound of handcuffs closing.
Oh, I didn't want to hear the sound of handcuffs closing on me. I just thought it might be Wade making early Christmas loan. They go to the corner's phone and say, hey, I don't have a gun, but give me some of your money.
it does get frustrating, you know, when we do these investigations and there's just not a lot of ramification for the suspects.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Linda, I'm throwing it back to you. We're down here, of course, at the Cornerstone Bank for a Robin Salute to the Veterans. We have people coming by and dropping off money, and just a great, great, great effort by our community. But come on by and come by, wave at us. There's several other stations down here. I'm just looking at Jeff just came by on his motorcycle.
All right.
And he's walking around with his cup, with his PGR cup, Patriot Guard Rider cup, and all that. So off to you, hon.
Okay, we're going to take a break here on KCNR 1460. We'll be back right after our special sponsor messages here. 1460.
Want to kick off the holiday shopping season in style? Come to Red Town Market Thanksgiving weekend, featuring dozens of local vendors, live music, art, food, and of course, great shopping. November 26, 10 to 6 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Admission is free to the public. Shop local, stay local. Come to Red Town Market, November 26, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Mark your calendars and be sure to join us.
Tent, who? Listen up and listen tight. The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 241st birthday with a tremendous birthday ball sponsored by the Shasta Marines and Friends November 10th, 2016 at the Wind River Event Center. It's open to all branches of the military and the general public. Guest speaker, Sheriff John Lopey of Siskiyou County, dancing, great food, and more. Call Mike Gutierrez for invitations at 530-524-7595. At ease. Smoke them if you got them.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701. Or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Hit it straight for your heart. Might get just a little bit crazy, baby.
Good morning. And welcome back. We are live after just the most crazy election cycle and night. As we know, Donald Trump is going to be our new president. 58 degrees in the downtown studios. Carl is live. We are, and you know what? Hopefully, through this new regime, we will have more support for our veterans. And that was something in his platform that, you know, we do applaud. We think that we need to support our veterans, that because we could go out and vote yesterday and be able to have that right and our freedoms of our country, we thank our service men and women that have served our country in foreign wars to represent the freedoms that we do have, or to help fight for the freedoms that we do have. So right now, Carl Bott is live.
I'm at Stone live. I think I'm still alive. But, okay, the police chief, Rob Plitty, has stepped back for a second, and I've got Jeff Nelson here, and Jeff just came down to help out and give and donate. Jeff, good morning. You used to be the ride captain for the Patriot Guard Riders. You've been involved in so many different veterans organizations, and you, of course, are a veteran of the 101st.
Well, I think all veterans never forget, and they always remember, and it gives them an extra pride. I think the veterans are more likely to step up if there's a need. And so I got up this morning happy over the elections, of course, jumped on my motorcycle.
Did your happy dance?
Did my happy dance, put on my happy clothes, and got my happy checkbook, and come happily riding down the road.
They wrote a happy check to veterans. Yeah, you know, veterans taking care of veterans. Cool. Yeah. You know, Jeff, you're such a mainstay in the veterans community here, and well known by your exotic outfits.
I'm trying to grow up and tone it down a little
bit. Well, you
know,
I haven't seen lately. I haven't seen the I haven't seen the Viking outfit when you're driving, or the skirt. So. Yeah.
I've been tied up a little bit, taking care of my mom, of course, to keep me civil, but I'm ready to break loose.
Okay. All right, Jeff, thanks so much. We also have with us Vince Stevens, who is the head of the Shasta County Veterans Affiliate Council, and a lot of different things. So good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Carl.
Linda says that she says maybe this is a new dawn for taking care of veterans, if Trump truly means what he says.
I think it's a new dawn for not only that, but it's a new dawn for us taking care of ourselves, local community as well. I mean, not just veterans, but everybody needs to recognize that they're not going to do it for us. It's up to us, guys.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is, you know, you have been from the very beginning, you've said Trump's going to win.
Yep.
I mean, and you know, the funny thing was last night, and Linda, remember this was when we heard the New York Times early in the evening says there's a 91% chance Trump's going to win.
Right.
I mean, that was before any states were in.
Right.
And one of the things that I watch, being a market guy, I watched the futures, and the world markets were adjusting. At one point, we were 800 points down on the Dow on futures. So the market was projecting it very early that it was going to happen.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right, because it went down, so it was looking. But now it's kind of like it sounds like it's kind of leveled off, coming back up.
The day of the drama queen is over. The day of the politically correct is fading away. And now it's time to put your big boy pants or panties on and get to work and do the things that we need to do.
Okay, Bent, thank you so much, and thanks for what you're doing for our veterans here in our community. I'm here, of course, with Reading Police Chief Rob Whitty, and one of the impacts, of course, with DNOT passing was it's not going to be business as usual, though, is it?
Well, no, I mean, we're still going to look for creative solutions. We're still going to, you know, service the community the best that we can with the resources that we have. My biggest fear right now is that these new propositions from the state are going to increase the workload, and it's going to slow things down even more. Prop 57 is going to release more prisoners, and less people are going to go to prison. It's round three of prison realignment, and I think that's going to have a negative effect on this community.
Well, I tell you what, I think one of the things we talked about, you know, Patrick Jones was here earlier, and he says he thinks he sees. People were so afraid we're out buying guns and ammo and all this stuff. Of course, the state of California still makes you want to go out and buy guns and ammo before January 1st. But the concealed carry classes have just been filled. I mean, more and more and more people taking concealed carry because I think it's almost in this, and I don't mean this in a bad sense, it's almost like in the frontier where you've got to be able to take care of yourself, which you've always said.
Yeah, well, and I support people's right to do that, and I think they should. You know, it's a very different time. I mean, I've been a cop. This is, you know, going on year 25, and I've never seen anything like this. And the pendulum will swing back. It always does. But it's going to take the citizens getting so sick of it that they overturn the stuff that's been put into place in California since 2008 with prison realignment, 2011.
Well, you know what? And the thing is that the way things are written on these measures, again, I'll go back to that. You look at it and you think, oh, this is going to, you know, help schools. Well, it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with releasing criminals, bad guys and girls. I mean, rapists, people that assault other people with deadly weapons. Come on.
Well, and if you look, I mean, prison realignment, oh, well, we'll give the money to the counties to deal with them. But they're giving a fraction of the money that the state loves prison realignment because they're making money off it. They're giving much less to the counties than it costs them to build prison capacity and hold them at the state level and fulfill their responsibilities.
Okay, so somebody just also put a comment in is that all we have to do is wait 2 years and Brown will be gone, but we could have Gavin. What's his name? Gavin?
Gavin Newsom.
Gavin Newsom. We could have Newsom, which is even worse. I mean, look at Kamala Harris won 60-something% mm-hmm. in this one. And Gavin Newsom, he won on his 50, on this 57, and he won. Did the ammo ban, passed? That's passed too. So,
which is a repeat of a system that was already put in place.
Yeah,
you know, and now this makes it more laborious
to buy ammo or to get. You know, I mean, again, California is so good at punishing the good citizens.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
that's exactly it.
Okay, what would you tell everybody?
Oh, I mean, we're going to keep our chin up and we're going to keep taking care of you like we always have. You know, we respect, you know, what the voters said last night, We're still here. We're still going to fight the fight. We're just going to do it with the current staffing level.
Okay. Can you tell your people, okay, if you see you driving around with a cell phone again, that this is not in the top 10 things to pull over?
Well,
tell them to go out and...
Traffic officers still have to enforce traffic laws to promote traffic safety. And, you know, more people die in this community every year due to inattention and fast driving and red light than anything else. Traffic, you're driving a 6,000-pound projectile when you're driving a car. Be cognizant of that.
Wow. Okay. Hey, Rob, thanks a lot for being here. Thank you for your service, too, buddy. Two-time Thursday night Marine Corps ball. That's tomorrow night, buddy.
That's tomorrow night. We will see you there.
I am. And at the request of my officers that will be there, I will be in my Army dress blues so I can sit with you. And
hey, we got to have one.
Yeah, we got to have one token Army guy in a Marine ball.
Well, it should be a great time. Hey, Carl, why don't you close up the show? And I thank everybody there, but you go ahead and close it off. And by the way, this is Linda Bott signing off for today with Carl Bott live on location. There's still time to go drop off money to help the veterans, support the veterans in their free rides on RABA. Support the veterans today.
Okay, that's right. We're down here at Cornerstone Bank with RABA on the eighth year of Salute to the Veterans, where we're collecting money down here, and people are, you know, constantly driving by, providing money to RABA, who will then match it with 50 cents for every dollar, and then provide bus passes to our veterans. That will, if they go through the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer Office in Tommy T., go down there. They can pick up their bus passes. They gave out almost $9,000 worth of bus passes last year. We've talked to a lot of people today. We've talked, you know, about the election. And I guess the final thing I can say about the election is that it's kind of like east of the five. People voted for big change east of the five all the way across until you got to the other coast, where they also voted for change. That people have had enough, that it was a quiet but a very intense rebellion from people out there. And so many people voted. I am so happy that so many people got involved in voting, because so many veterans have given so much for that right. Anyway, I hope everybody has a great day. And again, tomorrow we'll be back in the station. It's the 10th of November. And we'll be talking with Rick Bassetti tomorrow. And it's the good guys against the bad guys. And I think, you know what, thanks to everybody, all you good guys that went out and voted. See you tomorrow.
And the news from Town Hall is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. Hillary Clinton speaking now, as she could not or did not address a crowd of supporters last night and asked her supporters to stand behind Donald Trump. She said our constitutional democracy demands participation. President Obama expected to speak at 12:15 Eastern Time. Give him a chance. That is the appeal today from Donald Trump's campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, who was on CNN urging Trump's foes to lay down their verbal firearms. As for Trump's threat to name a special prosecutor to investigate Mrs. Clinton, Conway tells ABC that they haven't discussed that at all. She said the president-elect had a gracious exchange with Hillary Clinton and a warm conversation with President Obama. In interviews on ABC and NBC News, Ms. Conway said Clinton congratulated him for his victory. He told Clinton that she is very smart and very tough, and had waged a tremendous campaign. That tally in at 276 electoral votes for Trump, 228 for Mrs.